All right, okay, so welcome. I'm Mads Torgersen. I'm a PM on the same team as Philip, and I'm in charge of C-sharp and its evolution as a language.
Hi, my name's Philip Carter. I work on F-sharp on the same team as Mads.
As you may wonder why I'm up here talking about F-sharp, and I won't talk much. I'll hand it mostly over to Philip, but I think we want to address some of the reactions people have to F-sharp, or some of the thoughts they have about adopting it. It's a language that has a lot of things going for it. It has a lot of cool stuff that's unique to F-sharp, but there's still people who are a little hesitant to adopt it when they discover it in the marketplace. And so we've been asking around and trying to figure out what is the hesitation. Once you decide that this particular task would be solved better in F-sharp, what are some of the things that are still stopping you? And some of the main ones that we hear or have heard are, we're not sure Microsoft is behind it, and the tooling support doesn't come up to the level of C-sharp or VB or even close. And so we sort of went after trying to address those two things in particular over the last year or so with F-sharp. And one of the things we did recently, I put up a blog post that's about the .NET language strategy, where we talk about our three main languages, C-sharp, Visual Basic, and F-sharp, and how we think about each of them. What's the current state of it in the marketplace, and how do we think about investing in it? And you know, F-sharp is on here. One of the first reactions we got when we put it up was from F-sharp people, oh my God, F-sharp is on there. They didn't forget about it. And so clearly there's some sort of an issue there. But so I'm sort of here to play the part of saying, as Microsoft, we really do embrace F-sharp, and you're seeing it with a lot of the technologies that we put out, that we sort of went from a F-sharp is a little side project kind of mode to more and more things like the .NET stacks, like Xamarin, like more and more places. You're seeing that Microsoft, as a larger entity, is embracing F-sharp as a first-class language side by side with VB and C-sharp. And we do this because we think F-sharp has tremendous potential. There are many workloads that are well addressed with F-sharp, in particular ones that are in the cloud, which is where we like people spending a lot of cycles. And so we're also seeing the growth trend behind F-sharp being really good. And in particular, when we look behind different data, we see that the potential growth for F-sharp, like the people who would like to use F-sharp if they could, if their boss would let them, or you know, if it targeted the thing that they're interested in, that is really huge. So we want to give F-sharp a boost and help it become a mainstream language. It already has tens of thousands of users in production, so it is a language that is not just a toy. It is really in use for very big things, including Jet.com that you saw in the keynote this morning. Their whole Azure thing that they talked about is all written in F-sharp, the whole thing. And so we have big customers. They're using F-sharp in anger. It really holds up and is really cool for these situations. So go back and tell your boss that if you want to use F-sharp. Like, Microsoft is behind it. We're in this for the long haul, and it's not just some academic project on the side. So that was my main contribution to it, if you will.
Yeah.
So go read about what we think about F-sharp here and at the .NET blog, and then stay tuned for Philip telling us about the cool things you can do with F-sharp.
Yes. So if you haven't read this blog post yet, I highly recommend you do so. You can just search, you know, .NET language strategy. It'll be the first thing that shows up in your search engine. But I'm here to talk to you about tooling for F-sharp. And that's kind of like a really narrow thing, because there are so many different things that I could talk about. There are many places that F-sharp runs today that it has not run in the past. A great example would be Azure Functions, which I would like to demo, but you know, don't have enough time. So I'm just going to show some of the interesting stuff that came in Visual Studio. And kind of before I do that, I want to make a little bit of a call out to the open source community in F-sharp, who has enabled so much of this that you'll be seeing here shortly. They're an incredibly talented, motivated, and just passionate group of people who have implemented tons of features and implemented like actual features in the compiler themselves. And so F-sharp would not be as good as it is today if it was not for the F-sharp open source community. And so that's something that I hope people can keep in mind as they're seeing some of this stuff. So I'm assuming at least some of you here are familiar with F-sharp or program in it, but I'm also going to assume that some of you may not necessarily program in F-sharp or just kind of curious about what it looks like. So this is a main function. This is a highly uninteresting function that I have here. And this is F-sharp Interactive running on the side, which is basically just a REPL where you can send code and have it execute. So I'm just going to show you what some basic F-sharp code can look like. So in this case, I have a function called factorial. And it does it in a nice little functional way. It computes a factorial of a value. So I can just highlight all of that. And I can send it over to F-sharp Interactive. I did that with hitting Alt-Enter. You can also do a right-click, and you can do Execute in Interactive, and that'll do the same thing there. So I can go factorial 5, that's 120. And if you have a calculator, you can prove that that's the correct answer. So this is kind of a mode of working in F-sharp, is creating a function, trying it out, seeing what it looks like, kind of iterating on that until it gets to the point where you're happy with it. And then you can just include it in your regular source. So in this case, if we wanted to actually call that from the program, I'm going to show you one of the coolest new features that we have, which is I'll type example module. And you'll notice right here, it's sort of matching on the name right there. And I already have this auto-completion going on here. But in parentheses, it says open library 1. Now, that's actually in a class library, which is where that function lives. It's not even in the same project. And looks like I lost focus of it there. So I'll just open example 1. And so what it did there, example module now opens library 1. I can dot factorial and go 6. And then I can print out the value of that. So I'll go printf, and we'll say the factorial of 6 is, and I'll go %d, which is a formatted print. And if you're familiar with C-style formatting, that should be pretty familiar to you. And I can just start with debugging. We'll go ahead and build that, run it. This is running on the Mac, so there was that kind of little funky thing at the top there. But factorial 6 is 720. And so if you do that, you know, 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6, that's 720. And that's all good. So this is something that has never existed in F-sharp before. We have never had the ability to just start typing stuff and get IntelliSense that tells you to just open the namespace for you properly. And there's a whole lot more that it can do, which is available in VS 2017. So I'm going to open up here in this console application. You'll notice I have a couple of references. I have a reference to, I do not have a reference to Suave, so I'm going to go ahead and open that here. So I'm just going to go ahead and add a NuGet package to this thing called Suave. Now, Suave is a web server technology that you can use for F-sharp, where you can build really, really awesome web applications in like a nice functional way. And so imagine for a second that you said, oh, I'm going to go learn Suave. So you go online, and you go to somewhere like Stack Overflow or something like that. And you go, well, I'm going to copy and paste some code, but I don't know like what I need to do here. So we go start web server. OK. Start web server. Sorry about that. I need to make sure that it's added. Okay, Demo God's not with me today, so I'm just going to actually go ahead and open the namespace. So if I open the namespace, then should get IntelliSense. I'm not getting IntelliSense here. I'm working on a bit of a hack together build with a build. So I'm just going to move on from this particular one. And say we were at the factorial, and it's called x. Well, mathematically, people usually say n instead of x. So I'm just going to go ahead and rename that one. So we can go rename. And so this is kind of important because this is something, again, that has never existed in F-sharp before, where you could rename and, more importantly, use the same UI that C-sharp has. So there's this lower-level infrastructure that C-sharp has for renaming a value, where it kind of goes through and it goes through all the different parts of the syntax tree, finds the tokens that match stuff, and actually renames it for you. And so this uses that same lower-level infrastructure, but for F-sharp. And so you notice if you were to do the preview window and take a look at it, and you can see the actual result here, this is all stuff that is sort of like this Roslyn stuff that came in F-sharp a while ago, sorry, that came in C-sharp a while ago, that F-sharp had not been able to take a part of in the past. And now it's able to take a part of it because it's using that same lower level infrastructure. And more importantly, this is something that the F-sharp open source community has been able to actually add themselves. So we can just go ahead and apply those changes, and now it's N instead of X. And so that works for, you know, more advanced scenarios than that, but you can certainly try it out for yourself and have some fun. And so lastly, if you're not an F-sharp programmer and you're kind of saying, okay, well, the demo gods were not with you today, so why should I even bother using this? Then hopefully I can convince you with something that I'm personally very excited about, and that's my favorite feature of the language. This is known as type providers. So what I have here is, I just think called, this is the Doctor Who page. There's a bunch of crap on here. There's a bunch of HTML. What if I wanted to sort of just crawl it and see what some things were? Well, if you were to say, oh, well, I'm going to write a web crawler, that's probably quite a bit of work that you would try to do in any other language. Now, in F-sharp, that's not really the case. So I'll just create a quick arbitrary function here. And we'll go Doctor Who data dot get sample. Whoops. And I'll just assign that to some data really quickly. And so if I type data, and I go dot, oh, I get this thing saying tables, lists, HTML. This is kind of interesting. And go dot. Now all of a sudden I see this thing that says changes of appearance, theme music, reference websites. Some other tables, it's probably some HTML stuff. But let's say we go to changes of appearance. I'm curious what that actually is. And go dot. And I happen to know that rows is the thing that you need to do as you play around with F-sharp. You'll be able to see that for yourself. So just to see what it looks like in F-sharp Interactive, I'm going to go to this F-sharp.data reference that I have here, which is, again, just a NuGet package. And I'm going to send that to F-sharp Interactive. So now it's referenced the DLL that I have on disk automatically for me. And so I'll just send all of that over, hit Alt-Enter, and just take a look at it. And so we'll go F, we'll call the F function. And look at that. This is, you know, some names here. William Hartnell, the first doctor. Patrick Troughton, the second doctor. You know, and so on. That was somewhere in here. I didn't need to go and find on the page where the data was. I could just explore it through Visual Studio with Visual Studio IntelliSense to just play around with the data. And so this is something where if you're doing any kind of data processing, this is an incredibly powerful tool because that entire time sink that you would normally do of trying to find something like on a web page or crawl through some XML data or crawl through some like a giant JSON blob or a CSV with 500 million rows, that's something that takes a lot of time, but in F-sharp, you can just do that with this type provider feature. And more importantly, it's really deeply integrated in the IDE. And so I can get what I call IntelliSense for data. Like right here, I have this double backticks, changes of appearance. That's something that the type provider read the data set from, built an object model out of, passed it to the compiler. And then the compiler had that information so it could present it to me inside of the IDE. And so this is a pretty amazing piece of technology that is not only something that we work on at Microsoft, but is like fundamentally driven by the open source community, because there are a lot of people who do data processing, and you know, there's a lot of data scientists in the F-sharp community, and they have a vested interest in this kind of stuff, and so they build that stuff in addition to the things that we do with F-sharp. And so it's this wonderful open source community building really amazing things, like IntelliSense for data, which does not exist in any other language running on .NET except for F-sharp. And so let's see, how am I doing on time here? Basically, I have a few more minutes. So there's one more thing that I'll want to show off here, because I do have a little bit of time. Here's an example of something where F-sharp is leading the pack in the .NET languages in terms of IDE features. So if I go back to this example module, you know, open library, whatever, call factorial. I haven't even called it there. This is a compiler warning. But so you notice when I hover over here, so there's this little underbar under the function and a little one under the module right here. This is something that you don't get in C#. Now, what do you think would happen if I hovered over that and then clicked on it? Well, it'll go to definition for me. So this is something that was implemented entirely by the F-sharp open source community. Basically, a guy in Poland by the name of Jacob Majoka said, I would love this feature. I've always been loving this kind of feature. I guess I'll just build it. And so he built it. And it's been continually improved on, continually worked on by open source community members and us. And we've kind of had discussions about sort of the presentation and, you know, about like, you know, what the kind of underbar should look like, how it should behave when you look under it. All that sort of stuff was done out in the open, out on GitHub. And we've been able to iterate at a really, really fast rate because of this. And we're able to start pushing the boundaries of kind of what languages can do in the Visual Studio IDE. Because as I said, if you go looking for this in any other language in Visual Studio, you're not going to get it. So this is a pretty incredible thing in that I think you're going to see as you play with F-sharp, especially over the course of this next year, kind of later in the year and moving on to the next year, you're probably going to see a lot of amazing features that you would have never imagined would be in there before. So I highly recommend you try it out now. You try to build something pretty simple and see if you like it. If you have a business case where you're like, oh, well, functional programming makes sense here, consider using F-sharp because it's just a .NET language, so you can integrate it with all of your C-sharp stuff anyways. So there's really no good reason not to give it a try if you're interested right now. So I highly recommend you do so. And
if I can throw a comment in here, I think we've talked about the F-sharp community many times. I think one of that's an interesting interaction between F-sharp and the other languages, C-sharp and VB. Especially at Microsoft, which is that F-sharp has really been blazing a trail for the rest of us when it comes to a number of things. And one of them is open source and community building. We've definitely... So F-sharp is, in a way, more open source in the sense that a larger percentage of what gets done with F-sharp gets done by people who aren't hired by Microsoft than any of the other languages. And F-sharp has been community-driven with lots of contributions, both at the code level and otherwise, for a long time. There's a very, very strong community that's very welcoming, very embracing. That's run independently. It's a foundation that does that.
Yes.
So we have a lot that we're learning from that. And also, of course, you're seeing C-sharp in particular adopt a number of functional paradigm things into the language, and a lot of times those are things that we got experience with through F-sharp. So again, it's a trailblazer there. And it's nice now that the work that was done for C-sharp and VB abstracting over editor functionality with the Roslyn what's called workspace,
yes,
APIs and so on, and then now we sort of give back and have and help boost F-sharp and hitch F-sharp, if you will, to the continued evolution of the editor experience for C-sharp and VB rather than it sort of being out on its own.
Yeah.
So it's really good interaction there.
And if you're interested, you want to give it a shot, and you're like, how do I get started, right? Well, you can install it through Visual Studio if you already have that installed. It's a checkbox in some of the workloads. It's also an individual component. But so you can just search for F-sharp guide. And there's a thing right there in our own documentation where we have a variety of different ways that you can get started with F-sharp. We have a document that sort of gives you a tour of some of the language features. The Wi-Fi here is a little bit slow, but so you could learn about all the different things here and kind of see what some sample code can look like. If you need to really dive into something specific to the language, you can go to our F-sharp language reference that we have there. And at the very top level in this index, there are a lot of good resources here where you can just go, and these are links to resources that are done by the F-sharp open source community, and they are excellent. A great example of them would be the F-sharp for Fun and Profit Git book that we link to. It's actually a blog post, but the guy wrote so many blogs that were book-like that he turned it into a book where you could learn the language. And he approaches it from a very, very amazing point of view, where he says you're a C-sharp programmer, you're a Python programmer, you're, you know, an X programmer, you're used to doing these things this way. Well, this is what X looks like if you do it in F-sharp instead. And so there are a lot of resources out there for you to get started. There are a lot of different ways that you can do it. You can do it in Visual Studio. You can use Visual Studio Code with the Ionide plugin. That's another open source piece of tooling where you can use VS Code if that's kind of your preferred mode of using it. It also ships in Visual Studio for Mac. If you're interested in trying out Azure Functions, which they've probably talked a lot about today, Azure Functions has first-class support for F-sharp, and it has had it for quite a long time. If you're interested in data science and using the tools of data scientists, F-Sharp has support in Azure Notebooks, which is sort of a hosted Jupyter notebook running in Azure. You can really use F-Sharp basically anywhere you'd like, and it's a super exciting time to get on this F-Sharp train, so I highly recommend that you do so.
Cool. Thank you.